We're on the web at usaradio.com.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Well, that was quick. We're back. That's right. Another hour gets underway. We've got more strategies. We've got more solutions. Potential solutions anyway, just ahead on the Bucket Strategy Investing Program. I'm Johnny Dean, hosting here with Professor Rick Plum, who's here with me from Lucia Capital Group to make sure everything goes smoothly. And that's the goal. One of the many goals on this program that we have. Rick here, as I said, from Lucia Capital Group. We do have a lot of things to talk about this hour, so we're going to dive right in. We're actually going to take your phone calls first. We've got some people on hold, so those will come first. We will take care of everyone who's on hold at 877-PLANNER. We got a couple of lines open still for you to call us. We'll also get to your email questions, whatever questions you might have on money, retirement, strategy. We've been talking a lot about IRAs, deductible, non-deductible, Roths, etc. You can certainly give us a call. Right now is your opportunity. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. You can also send your emails here to us in the studio at wealthed.com, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthed.com. You just go where you see the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. Now, you've probably heard us say that everyone should have some kind of retirement strategy. And a good strategy, that's what makes your retirement work for you. It's one that fits your own unique needs and goals. You just give the people at Lucia Capital Group a call. They're going to set you up with a bucket strategy of your own. No off-the-rack advice here, okay? You can talk to Professor Plum or any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, the Brain Trust, we call them, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Schedule an appointment with the Brain Trust member and advisor. Get yourself started on the right track to retirement. Again, 800-644-1150. That's the number off the air. We'd love to hear from you right now, though. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. I know we had some people on hold. We're going to take them first right here before we get to some of the emails and some of the other stuff that we have to say. Let's start the hour off with, let's go to James first in Atlanta, Georgia. Hello, James.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can we help you today, my friend?
I have a non-deductible IRA that in 2 years I'm going to have to start taking the RMD. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been keeping up with the 8606 form, and it's worth a pretty good sum of money. I filed the first couple of forms when I first opened it up. Mm-hmm. But I haven't been doing it every tax year, so I'm trying to figure out.
Have you been contributing non-deductible money every tax year?
Well, no, I haven't. At some point I quit, and I just started contributing to my 401k.
Did you file an 8606 for every year that you made a non-deductible contribution?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that's the problem. So you're going to need to bring that one up to date. You might want to talk to an accountant that deals with this. But my understanding, and I'm not an accountant, so I don't know how to, do this, perfectly, is the first time you take a distribution, you're going to want to, say, okay, my basis is X, so a portion of my money coming out. That number that you're going to show as basis is going to show up differently than the last 8606 that you filed. And so you're going to, if they ever ask you about it, you're going to need to be able to support by showing the contribution in a given year and a tax return that shows no deduction for that year if they ever ask you to prove your basis.
You know what I think I'm going to do, since I don't have all that information and I just have the first couple of years,
yes,
from the 8606, I think I just upgrade and just pay taxes on it, because I can't support the
right. I mean, there's two schools of thought. One is to do exactly what you're doing and say, you know what, it's just not worth the hassle, and I'll pay taxes on it again. It is what it is. Or you file it with the what you think and you what you know is deductible. You know what you put in, but you don't have the proof to show that it's there, but you know what you put in, and only worry about it if the IRS comes back on you. So those are the two ways to do it.
Okay, then. Appreciate the help.
Okay, James, thank you very much for the call.
At this point, there's no way to undo the after-tax contribution.
No. So you've got here's the issue again. And in case you missed, we were talking a little bit about this last hour. You've got post-tax money inside of an IRA, and you've got, say, pre-tax money inside of an IRA. Or it doesn't have to be the same IRA. This is just all within your
IRA world.
Right. Because when they look at IRAs, they look at 401ks, and they look at separate, and they look at not Roths, really. Well, in some cases they do. But let's just say all your traditional
IRAs. For taxation
IRAs.
Purposes, yes. They're looking at every IRA in your name.
Yes.
Whether it be a SEP, simple, rollover. You know, they don't care about account numbers, this, that, and the other. They care
yes.
about total value. What is the total value of all what is the basis, the total basis in all your IRAs? Forget that it's a little bit over here, a little bit here, none over there, more over here. What's the total basis? What's the total value at the end of the year? Those are the only two numbers they're looking at. Not this account, not that account, mm-hmm. total basis,
right.
total value.
So let's say all your IRAs add up to $100,000, but $10,000 of that $100,000 happens to be post-tax money. You made, you know, for a couple of years, you made,
too much money, you're over the limit, you
right.
had your 401k.
And so you have an IRA sitting over here that's got, you know, you made two $5,000 contributions, hasn't made any money, it's just sitting there, all right? We're staying exact. So now you've got in your IRA world $100,000, $90,000 of which is all pre-tax, mm-hmm. $10,000 of which is now is post-tax.
Right.
You want to, let's say you want to convert those funds.
Whether you want to take a conversion or whether
you want to take a
distribution.
Withdrawal.
You want to take $10,000 out. You say, I've put $10,000 of after-tax money in there. Mr. IRA custodian, send me $10,000. I'm not going to pay tax on it. Guess what? You're wrong. You're going to pay tax in the same percentage as the after-tax component of the IRA is to the overall. 10% of the overall IRA, $10,000 out of $100,000, is basis. That means 10% of the distribution is going to be after-tax, and $9,000 of it's going to be pre-tax. Now, when you take that $10,000 distribution or that $10,000 conversion, $1,000 of it was after-tax money. So $1,000 of your basis is leaving the IRA and going to either yourself or to your Roth IRA. That means that your remaining basis in your IRA is $9,000. And they do keep track of it just like that.
Yeah, it's an odd way to do it, and I suppose there's a reason for it. But
You've paid taxes on the money. They don't necessarily want you to pay taxes twice.
Well, no, they don't want you to pay taxes twice. But I'm saying the fact that you can't just say, I've got an IRA sitting over here. It's all post-tax. All these other IRAs, they're pre-tax. I just want to take the pre-tax money out of it. And you can't do that. The laws don't allow
you
to do that.
Law says pro rata. Now, in proving James's issue, he can go back and show the statements that says, I made a contribution. But there's nowhere on the statement from the brokerage account, the bank, or wherever he made the contribution, there's nowhere on there that tells whether or not he deducted or did not deduct that contribution. The only place that happens is on your tax return. And so just showing that you made a contribution for that year, the IRS knows you made the contribution. They got a form from the IRA custodian that they got the money. But they don't know whether you deducted mm-hmm. it or not. That's on your tax return. So you would have to have copies of the tax return and a copy of the statement that shows, here's the contribution that was made. It was made for 2007 or whatever year it was. It says right there, here's my corresponding tax return. No deduction was taken. It was after tax, obviously. I'm showing you. So you're going to need both pieces of information, from what I understand.
Yeah, it's a headache is what it is. Now, what James was talking about, our last caller, he said, well, maybe I'll just wind up paying the taxes, because we've seen this. Let's take this in extreme. We have seen this. You mentioned this email. We had this email earlier.
Right.
Let's say this. There's a fellow who had a $6,500, I think it was, of post-tax money in an IRA, and that's it. No other money inside the IRA. Let's say he took his 401k.
And that was all after-tax money.
Yes, it was only after-tax money. And he's got a $700,000 IRA.
Rollover.
He's going to roll it over. Yes. I'm sorry. A 401k. He's rolling it over into his IRA. Let's say he does that.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's got $700,000 of pre-tax money in a $6,500
basis.
Yeah, right. Meaning post-tax money. So he can do this whole 8606 thing if he wants to take $100,000 out for something. And he could say
a little under 1% of any distribution. And that number will go down as time goes along, too, because every time you pull basis out, it reduces the remaining basis in the plan, in the IRA. So it was about 0.9%. So if he makes a distribution of any amount, if he makes a conversion of any amount, if any amount of money leaves the IRA world and goes into a different world, either my personal world or my Roth world, it carries that percentage, very, very small percentage.
Right.
And I've seen it where, you know, it's a $2,000 contribution from years ago, and they've got over $1 million, and they're like, oh, forget it. It's not worth filling out the form.
I'm going to pretend like this
I'm
whole thing is
pre-tax. $3 of after-tax money coming out. Why the heck do I want to, you know, either pay my accountant, you know, whatever, he, you know, $10 to file the form so I can save $1 in taxes? I'll just pay the taxes twice. But on the other side, if you've got a lot of after-tax money, then you are probably going to want to deal with it because it saves you money.
Well, it does, if there's a lot. But yeah, if it costs you more to fill out, have your accountant or whatever file the form,
yep,
and you're going to save, you know, $5 in taxes, you're going to pay $40 or $30 or $50 to file the form, hey, it isn't worth it. And that's kind of what we were talking about. Okay, hang on. We got the folks on hold. Rosie, Tony in New London, Connecticut. We'll get to your question, et cetera. And we still have, looks like, two lines open, I think. 877-PLANNER. Give us a call, 877-752-6637. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, standing by from Lucia Capital Group, talking to you about money, strategy, solutions when we come back. Don't go away.
Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
When you're a kid, monsters live under your bed. When you're a grown-up, monsters come in the mail. You know, bills. But by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could save hundreds of dollars each month. Money you can use to shrink those monstrous bills down to a size that's not nearly as scary. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Buy in. Quicken Loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to GEICO.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder GEICO has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents.
That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Welcome back to the program. We got some folks on hold. We're here to take your phone calls. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. 877-752-6637. Some emails to get to as well. And some more stuff to say, by the way, on this whole Roth two-step. And I know we have some callers asking about that. So, great stuff. Stick around. If you're on hold, we will get to everybody. 877-PLANNER. Let's move along next to Tony in New London, Connecticut. Hello, Tony.
Hi. How are you, gentlemen?
Good. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks. Yeah, this may sound a little counterintuitive, but if I'm so inclined to buy an annuity, any kind of an annuity, I think I'm better off putting it in an IRA, a traditional IRA, because I'm thinking that annuities, for the most part, are income-producing, and you're not going to get a step-up in basis whether it's in a qualified account or a non-qualified account. So what's the sense of having an annuity outside an IRA? Is there any point to that at all?
Well, you could be sitting in my chair because you sound a lot like me.
Really?
I mean, the reason you buy an annuity is for the rate of return, for the bell and the whistle, the rider that you're buying. You don't buy it for the tax-deferred growth, given the fact that we have a lower capital gains tax treatment, a lower qualified dividend tax treatment. We can get a step up in tax basis on it if we happen to die while we still own it and there's deferred gain in it. An annuity, we lose all of those aspects. And so I don't want the growth aspect. Plus, I don't want to pay a fee, any more fees than I'm already paying on, you know, mutual funds or whatever management that I'm having for my growth accounts. I don't want that in an annuity. I don't want growth. If I'm going to have growth, I want it in a more efficient use. So the reason I'm buying an annuity, as you mentioned, is for an income stream, that guaranteed withdrawal income benefit, an immediate annuity or something of that nature. So I'm going to look at where am I going to create that. If I'm using it for a fixed annuity that has an interest rate, I'm buying it for the interest rate. And I don't mind putting that inside the IRA because it's earning ordinary income. It's going to come out of the IRA as ordinary income. It's not going to get a step. Everything you just mentioned is a reason why I go against the grain and say there is no problem in most cases putting an annuity inside of an IRA. And unfortunately, I see a lot of people who have a very large tax-deferred account and money and personal money, and they don't like the taxes that they're paying for whatever reason, and they take 100% of their other money, their personal money, and put it into annuities as well. So now 100% of everything they've got is in a tax-deferred investment, and the only way to get money out of either one of those areas is ordinary income. And so I actually am with you on this one, Tony. I would say that the reason that they talk about it is because they're not versed in what's actually happening in the world. If I have a personal account, I'm retirement age, I have a personal account and I have an IRA account. I want to put, in a general manner, assets that create ordinary income in my IRA because it's going to be taxed the same way either way. And assets that create long-term capital gain, I want to put those in my personal account. If I'm going to have growth, do I want it in an IRA that's going to kick off ordinary income, that's going to create a much larger required minimum distribution? Or do I want it in something that I can leave and have better control over time? So I'm all with you on this one.
Okay. And there was one more point. If you have an annuity in an IRA and you decide maybe, you know, you made a little mistake, you don't like the product anymore, after the surrender charge is done, you can get out of it, sell it, and it's still in the IRA.
Right. You don't have to worry about taxes. Once you have an annuity that you've had for a period of time and you have deferred earnings, I'll call it, inside that annuity, if it's your personal account, to change your mind and say, I really don't want to be in the annuity world anymore, you got to pay the taxes on all that deferred income. And so to get out of it, it's a one-time shot. You got to pay it. So it's very difficult to get out of it without 1035 exchanging it into another one.
Right.
You're right. Inside of an IRA, it's still an IRA.
Right. Gentlemen, you guys have a terrific program. If I was a college professor, I'd make this required listening.
Really? Can I get a pension from that college, too?
That's right.
Why not? Why not? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 877-PLANNER. Mark that down. I think we could. This should be required listening and watching. All right, let's move along here. Charles is next up, I think, in Los Angeles, California. Hello, Charles.
This is Charles. Hi. My question is, I'm 70 and a half, and I'm lucky enough to still be working full-time. My wife is 65. I want to do I can't do a Roth two-step, but can I do it for my wife?
Yes. The reason you cannot do a Roth two-step is that you have reached required minimum distribution age, and the very first step of a Roth two-step is a traditional IRA contribution, and because you've reached your required minimum distribution age, you're not allowed to do the very first step in the Roth two-step. You cannot do a traditional IRA contribution anymore. Without the first step, you can't do the second. However, your wife is under required minimum distribution age. You can do a spousal traditional IRA contribution for her. If you file a joint return, you basically, she shares your income. It's California, it's community property anyway, right? So she uses your income to support her IRA contribution, and then she can flip that or not, depending upon how she wants to do it.
Okay, the other problem is that she has a traditional IRA that has all
pre-tax
contributions in it. So I heard you earlier say something about they look at the whole year. So if I have her convert that now, will she be able to make a non-deductible contribution to a traditional IRA and then be able to move that into a Roth?
Well, when she has, how much is her IRA worth now? Because it's all pre-tax money, right?
Yes, it is. It's like $23,000.
Okay, so let's say it's $23,500, and she makes a contribution for $6,500, non-deductible because you make too much money and you have a 401k at work.
Yes.
And so now she's got a total of $30,000 in her IRA, $6,500 of which is after-tax money. So that percentage, whenever she does a conversion, if she did the $6,500 conversion, it will not be tax-free because they're going to look at $3,000, whatever, that percentage is going to be after tax, and the rest of it, the majority of it, is going to be taxable. It's probably about 74% taxable, 26% non-taxable. It would be a very taxing thing. Now, if you want to convert the entire thing and pay taxes on that $23,000, $23,500, that's fine. They'll let you do that. But
yes, I want to do that.
If you want to convert it all, that's fine. You just have to pay tax on the pre-tax portion.
Okay, so, but should I do that first?
It won't matter.
Okay.
Yeah, and why not?
Whether you do it first or you do it at the end of the year, they're going to look at how much was converted. You converted $23,000, June 15th, and then you did another $6,500, October 15th. They're just going to say, you converted 30 grand.
Yep. As you had heard, Charles, it's all throughout the year. It's whatever happened at the end of the game.
They just total it up.
What if I convert the deductible, the $23,000 now, and then make her non-deductible contribution to a traditional IRA like in April of next year?
Well, then you're going to pay taxes on the $23,000. I mean, it's not going to get you anywhere. The only advantage or disadvantage that would do is if you happen to time the market right where the market goes down but then that's not good for you either because you converted it and you paid tax on it. Now, I mean, it doesn't get you anywhere. In either case, the $23,000 is going to be taxable. Whether it's this year, and then you do another conversion next year that's tax-free, or you do it this year, and part of the conversion is tax-free. $23,000 taxable.
Charles, I have to take a break, so if you have some more questions, please hold on. We'll be happy to talk to you on the other side. If you want to hang on for just a couple of minutes, we can bring you back up. We'll also get to Rosie if she's still there. 877-PLANNER, our number. We got a couple of lines open. Get them now. Brain Trust, standing by to answer your questions when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Some people willingly take on risk, like skydivers. They may find risk exhilarating. Most of us would rather avoid risk. When it comes to investing strategies, many investors want to keep their feet on the ground and reduce their exposure to risk. A risk buffer strategy through the purchase of an annuity contract is designed for investors who want the potential for growth when the markets are positive, potentially with some protection from losses when they're not. If you're concerned about stock market volatility and the threat of another market collapse, learn where a risk buffer strategy may fit in your investment mix. You may be able to cover losses to a certain extent when markets decline, but potentially enjoy a reasonable amount of growth when markets rise. Watch an informative short video to learn exactly how a risk buffer strategy works at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market declines, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Hey, Dad, ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Market strategy investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. I want to remind you, too, I didn't say this before, I did an hour or so ago, but I want to remind everybody, too, that we don't have just this program on our particular network. No, you can tune into WealthEd.com every Tuesday at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern time for the Social Security Show. We've had Social Security. We haven't really taken any Social Security questions today. We've had a bunch of other topics, but we get a lot of those questions, and so we put it off onto another show, and we expand. We've got about a half hour to talk about Social Security strategies. It's at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern time, and it's only at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, the Social Security Show, every Tuesday, live at WealthEd.com. Okay, back to the phone lines, 877-PLANNER. We still have two lines open. You want to grab one now while you can, 877-PLANNER. Let's go to Tempe, Arizona, talk with Chris up next. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
What's up?
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I had a question for you guys regarding custodial accounts inside IRAs to purchase real estate with cash and to diversify holdings in equities to also provide an income stream that would be at more competitive rates long-term than, an annuity.
Right. I mean, but you used a key word, all cash. It makes it a lot easier if you're buying all cash. Now, you're buying it inside of an IRA. How old are you, Chris?
I'm 47.
Okay, so obviously the income stream is going to stay in the IRA and either be used to build up some money to support that rental property or to dollar cost average into something else or buy some other things, right?
Right. It'll just sit in the account to grow, hopefully at, let's say, a 5% rate of return, just to diversify the equity holdings and, not take so much risk in the equities.
Yeah, so you're looking for hopefully a 5% or better cash flow yield from the all-cash real estate? So that's what you're hoping for? I don't have necessarily a problem with it, although you're 42, as long as you're out of it between now and you're 70 and a half, it's okay. The debt is where you get into trouble. The thing is, it's probably the only place you have the money to buy it, right?
Well, I have one rental property paid off outside the 401k, but then that income's all taxable and throws me into AMTs and everything else. So
How big is, you can't do it in a 401k, you could do it in an IRA.
Right. No, I have one rental property paid off in cash, and I'm enjoying that rate of return. And then I've got another, 800K in various IRA 401k accounts, enough to pay in a transfer in a custodial account to pay for another property.
Right. That's now, you're going to have probably an AMT problem forever, because if you've got $800,000 in your 401k already, contribute IRA, you're contributing to it, you're building it, you're probably going to have a nice income for the rest of your life. I would probably look to do some real estate personally, maybe with some leverage, not using my IRA if I could avoid it, use that somewhere else, and then try to build up a differential between the two of them, but use the real estate so that I could, with the loan, so I could maybe have the income to help pay it off over time, but create a zero taxable event from the real estate. That way I don't hurt myself from an AMT. It's not adding back into it so much. I prefer buying real estate personally, but I understand that if the money's there, that's where it is, and that's the easiest place to buy it. Then as long as I'm not anywhere near my required minimum distribution age, where it starts becoming a problem valuing it every year to try to make sure that I get the right required minimum distribution, and I'm not using debt very much because that has its own issues, I can understand why people will pay a cash for a property inside of an IRA, because that's where the cash is. But if I could figure out a way to do it personally, I'd rather use it personally because a lot of the cash flow from real estate can be sheltered through depreciation and other things. Now, you're probably making too much money to use that negative, a negative cash flow or a negative taxable event from the real estate to offset any other income, but you can show a zero from the real estate that's coming in if it's done, you know, within the right areas with depreciation and all and the different expenses. So that doesn't hurt you AMP wise.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, I don't have enough cash to go outside. I don't want to add to the income and try to depreciate it because then if the loan, it kind of defeats the 5% if you're borrowing at 3.5-4%.
Well, if you're buying at 3, that's still somebody else is paying your debt. You're still, you know, getting the appreciation, and by the time you do retire, you'll have the cash flow. The cash flow is being used to pay for the property at a fairly efficient rate. Now, I'm not going to tell you that you have to do it. You can buy it inside the IRA. The IRA that you use to buy it, the custodian is going to be a little more expensive. They charge you, you know, for everything that goes on in the IRA. Every check that goes out, every check that comes in. I mean, it's a little nickel and dime stuff, but they're doing work on your behalf. They're actually kind of managing it because everything's happening inside the IRA. You're not supposed to do anything with it. You definitely don't want to be paying any of the bills. You don't want to be doing anything for it.
But overall, there's no real gotchas paying cash in that custodial account?
No, not until you get to full to required minimum distribution age.
Okay. All right. Well, appreciate your input.
Yeah.
Okay.
I understand the
thank you, Chris, for the call.
I understand the appeal of having the diversification. I understand the fact, and he doesn't want any more personal income, and he wants to pay cash because he doesn't want the loan diluting it. Most people like to use loans to get the leverage.
Well, because you can make more
potentially
if all goes well,
But I mean, it's one of those things that they do make nice diversification issues. Whether you go out and buy a single family residence, or you buy a
talking about inside the IRA,
or you buy a real estate investment trust, or you buy something of that nature, where you're inside the IRA. But the problem is that you are not supposed to be doing anything with the property, and unfortunately, I've seen it happen too many times where there isn't enough cash in that IRA to write the property check, property tax check. So the owner of the IRA, the beneficiary of the IRA, they think that they're the owner of everything. They just write a check for the property tax personally. They're writing the check for their own house. They write the check for their rental property. They write the check for the rental property that's inside the IRA. Boom, you just did a prohibited transaction, and it could disallow the entire IRA. What that means is a tax headache.
And what happens, I mean, when you put the real estate, let's say you have a home, it can't be your personal residence, you have a rental home inside of an IRA, everything, you said the property taxes, but the mortgages,
whatever. Paid by the IRA.
Everything has to be paid by the IRA. And if there's not enough, I guess you have to put the money into the IRA.
He has money in the IRA. He's not probably going to buy an
$800,000.
So he could transfer it from another place. But what if, you know, sometimes people, even with lots of money, come up short on a certain account, and they will they have to scramble for the check.
Now, two things on this: putting the real estate in an IRA. I've never been a big fan of it.
No,
because you lose a lot of the advantages to owning real estate personally. Now, one thing he said was he's paying all cash, and when he said that makes it, I guess, a little bit easier.
More
That's
palatable.
The first thing.
I can understand what he's trying to do. He doesn't want to show any more. He's buying it for the income stream to be able to do other things inside of his IRA world. And he doesn't want to show any of that income on his personal return. He's already in an AMT, alternative minimum tax situation. That's a pain. It really is. And there's really very little you can do to get out of it except for make less money.
All right, so in that
sense, make a ton more.
That's true. Oddly enough, making a ton more can help you.
Oh, it takes you out of the AMT.
Which is really not what it was supposed to do. Originally, it was supposed to be the more you make, the higher you're going to
It was only
to
supposed
pay.
To catch a handful of very wealthy individuals who were writing everything off.
Which it did for a while, but then it started creeping
now
back in.
Now it's catching hundreds of thousands of people. And they're not the uber rich. They're the successful. They're the people in
middle class kind of folks.
For a married couple, $200,000 to $400,000 range, which is comfortable for most people. But it's not uber rich.
That's the whole idea of the alternative minimum tax. Now, okay, so buying it all cash, that helps in the IRA.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
his age helps.
Well, his age helps because now that leads into the other thing. You said it may create some issues, which it probably will if he has it, once it comes time for required minimum distribution time.
Yes, I mean, and it It has been something that the IRS has been looking at and starting to crack down. A lot of times these IRA custodians are carrying the value, because there's no depreciation or anything going on at the IRA level, they're carrying it at book value. So I bought a property in 1996 inside my IRA for $150,000. Well, that's what it's showing up on the books still. It's still showing a value of $150,000. Well, that isn't true. And now maybe I'm 70 years old. So am I going to base my required minimum distribution on what I paid for it, you know, 20 years ago? Or am I going to be required to go out and get a current appraisal to show what the value is so that I can calculate an appropriate required minimum distribution? That's where the IRS is leaning. You're going to have to get it appraised. Now, they haven't pushed too hard up to this point, but they're starting to. They've been basically called to the mat on it is why.
And if you have a fairly high valued property in there, you're going to have a fairly high valued
required minimum distribution.
Required minimum distribution, and you better have the cash inside that IRA to make it happen.
Hopefully that real estate is throwing off at least enough net cash flow after all expenses and everything else to meet the required minimum distribution, which isn't so hard at age 70, harder at 80. Much harder as you get older.
Because the percentage gets higher. Absolutely. All right, 877-PLANNER. We got a little bit of room on the phones. 877-752-6637. Take a quick break here. We're going to come back with more. Tell you what's coming up on this program tomorrow. We have some trivia to pass along to you and a couple of emails as well. Phone calls come first, though. 877-PLANNER. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, an affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a 3-pack of Smooth Move medium boxes is $12. Staples, make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
C minor chord. There you go. 877 Planner, PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We're here every day at this time, a couple of hours at least. You can find us at wealthhead.com, BizTV, and a whole bunch of radio stations all across the country. And we thank everyone for joining us. We have many listeners and viewers for many, many years now. We do appreciate that. Now, coming up tomorrow on this program, in the first hour anyway, as much as we can get to, we're going to discuss something we haven't talked about for quite some time. We were just talking about real estate a moment ago and purchasing it inside of your IRA. We were talking really about purchasing maybe rental real estate, but at the same time, you mentioned something, Professor Plum, and it's called REITs, R-E-I-T-S, Real Estate Investment Trusts. Now, I'm hearing more and more about REITs. We hadn't heard much about them, I don't know, 8-9 years ago as...
Well, they were doing gangbusters for a while, and then when the real estate market kind of went down, people, the gang was busting on the REITs, and now they're back in favor again.
Yes, real estate investment trusts. Now, I should tell you, there's more hype out there than I've heard in quite some time.
On both sides of the equation.
Regarding real estate investment trusts, here's what I'm hearing. We'll talk more about this tomorrow, but I'm hearing things like, you get a guaranteed 7%.
I mean, anytime we're talking about any investment, other than maybe a treasury where it has a interest rate, guarantee is a very bad word to be using when you're selling something.
Yeah. And real estate investment trusts, while they can perhaps provide some...
Well, they have a very stable, but it can't be said that it's guaranteed.
No, it can't be said it's guaranteed. And the other problem is you can't consider this to be some kind of a liquid investment either.
It's real estate.
Yes.
Real estate, one of the advantages that I see from an emotional standpoint for investors is it's not liquid. You can't wake up after a nightmare, go to your computer, log onto your thing, and put in a sell order. You know, it doesn't... No. And then wake up in the morning and say, wow, I shouldn't have sold that stock. Oh, well, too late, because you slept in past the opening bell, and it's gone. Real estate's a little harder, and people tend to hold on to it longer, which means they tend to, usually, unless they're over-leveraged, like we saw a lot in 2006, 7, and 8, they usually keep it long enough to make some money on it.
Yeah, and
they cuss it out the whole time they have it. Landlords are always cussing about their properties. I got to fix this, got to do that.
But you understand.
Hate this dang thing. It's like buying a job. Like, yeah, but yes, look at how much money you made on
you
it.
You understand it's a long-term proposition. And it is, by the way, it comes under the asset class, the alternate, alternative investment asset class, which we would recommend for many people to have inside what, you know, their buckets.
To some degree, yes.
Yes, there should be, could be. It doesn't have to be REITs. There are other alternatives you can use. But anyway, we're going to be talking about that tomorrow, some of the pros and cons. I do want to clear up some of the hype, get rid of some of the hype surrounding these things, and tell you that it's not as easy as a lot of these advertisements you may have been seeing or hearing tend to make it to be. So stuff to look out for. REITs, R-E-I-T-S, coming up tomorrow. Right now, trivia. This is very quick, from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, which tells us that 43 million Americans, that's us, have some level of student debt from attending college. 43 million Americans. What's our AMR population anymore? 300 million, something like that?
About
a sixth, maybe, yeah, have some level of student debt from attending college. 43 million. Well, it's got to be, you know, mostly the young folks now, I would assume.
Oh, not necessarily.
We didn't really hear much about that when we went to college, you and I.
I had a student loan for a short period of time, and then when I switched colleges, it came back to bite me, so I paid it off and never got another one.
Well, my wife did too, but when we're talking about student loan debt these days, we're talking about, you know, many thousands of dollars. We had a couple of grand, I think.
Yes, but a couple of grand to us was like many, many thousands.
Well, no, it was, and it took us a few years to pay it off, of course, but I mean, it's nothing like what you see today.
Not like the hundreds of thousands of dollars we see people. The worst is when they, you know, go to, we talked earlier in the show about some of these phony schools that, you know, get people to get student debt, and then people never get a degree, but they still have the debt.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, that's your trivia for today, student loan debt. I would hate to be, you know, 38 years old and still paying off a debt that I incurred when I was 19 or 20.
But yeah.
It happens. It happens. So, you know, what can I say? All right, 877-PLANNER. I want to, just as a quick follow-up here on Chris's phone call, we were talking about buying real estate in an IRA. This relates sort of to tomorrow, because when we're talking about REITs and things like that, they actually can work, in some cases they can work better, I don't want to say better, but can work just as well inside of an IRA, whether it's a Roth or a traditional IRA. But when you buy real estate in an IRA, investment real estate inside of an IRA, you do, Professor Plum, tend to lose many of the advantages that real estate can offer. Capital gains is a big one.
Well, yeah, one of the reasons we buy real estate, there's two reasons. One is for the hopeful appreciation of the value of the property, and the other is for the income stream. And so if we're actually achieving that appreciation in the property, we don't get long-term capital gains inside the IRA. We do get to defer the taxation of a sale until a later date, but when that later date comes, whether it's your lifetime or your heir's lifetime, the distribution of that gain will be ordinary income. We lose step up in tax basis. I hold a piece of property. I know a lot of older landlords that they don't want to have to deal with paying the taxes on the gain they've had over the years. They've, you know, started real estate in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. They've been doing 1031 exchanges all this time. And so they'd like to get out of the real estate game. They're in their 70s, 80s, or older, and they're tired of dealing with it. But the tax hit is just unbearable to them. So they'll just wait until they pass away, and then the heirs don't have the same problem. The heirs know exactly what the basis is going to be. The heir's tax basis is the value at the date of the original owner's passing. And so it makes things, it changes the way we do things from time to time. So it's just a matter of, you know, buying real estate is what it is. So step up in base is a good thing, and it can also be a bad thing.
Yeah, so to keep in mind, too, when you put anything inside of an IRA, I can't think of anything that comes out of an IRA that is not taxed at ordinary income rates.
The only thing that comes out of an IRA that's not taxed as ordinary income is basis, and that's after-tax money. And that is not basis in an investment. That's not what I paid for an investment. It's any after-tax money I've contributed to the IRA. We talked about that earlier with the Roth two-step. And generally, the basis is very, very small, and a lot of people just say, you know, it's not worth tracking. I'll pay tax on it twice.
Right, exactly. It's inconsequential, because especially if you have a lot of pre-tax money in there, it's going to come out pro rata, which means that, you know, you could be having, you have 2% post-tax and 98% pre-tax.
I there are reasons for everything we do. Sometimes we actually think about them. Sometimes we do things for the wrong reasons.
We're out of time for this hour. If you need the Brain Trust off the air, you can talk to Professor Rick Plummer, any of the Lucia Capital Group Brain Trust advisors, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.